More than one group gathered in athletic gear on the Geneva Lakefront this weekend. Saturday morning, a local grassroots group held a walkathon to support area families. Mothers and Others is in its fifth year of gathering essential items for area women and children in need. The group's founder, Antia Leo, was inspired by a story that she read online.
DSS, or WIC, cannot cover feminine hygiene products or shampoos or any of the items that we take for granted. So they were doing a drive that collected those items and sent them out to women's shelters in the area. So it was right before Mother's Day, and I loved that idea. And they had mentioned that if you can't join them in West Virginia, that you could do it on your own wherever you live.
The effort of one family helping another has grown in subsequent years to an ever-expanding group of individuals collecting items for literally dozens of households. Lisa Gibson is a friend of Leo's. This is her fifth year working on Mothers and Others.
The first year it was just her solo, and she wanted to help out, I think, just one family. And then the next year it got a little bigger, and so I helped her. And I think it was just the two of us that year. And then the third year it got even bigger. And now we're on to the fifth year, and we have this wonderful group of women and others and families and children, and they're all helping us out. There's a giant Facebook group. And this year there's a core group of about seven or so of us that are involved in the planning part. And people kind of come in here and there to help out in any way they can.
The walkers Saturday morning raised money from friends and family, but household and personal items remain at the core of the Mothers and Others effort. The donated items are collected into gently used handbags for the mothers and backpacks for their children.
The reason we do backpacks and handbags is because they last longer, and when you get two trash bags full of your own things to take out of your home, it gives you a sense of subhuman. It gives you, yeah, just a subhuman feeling. So for that matter, we wanted to do something permanent.
In keeping with Mothers and Others' grassroots nature, Saturday morning's walkathon was a modest affair, with about a dozen walkers and supporters coming out.
And we won't be in the way of any Seneca 7 stuff. Just follow the balloons.
Yes. And help the Seneca 7 if they need help. Like, it's not that much of a competition.
The Seneca 7 folks did pitch in as well. Race organizers and participants gathered a large collection of bags and other donations to Mothers and Others at the Smith Opera House. More information is available on their Facebook group, which is called Mothers and Others 2017.